Thanks for joining me on Tech of Sports and iHeartRadio this week. And we're going to be talking about trust this week. And if you don't have trust and trust in yourself, you really have nothing. And great to be joined by the author of one of my favorite books from last year, Jill Sylvester, a licensed mental health counselor, and her award-winning book, Trust Your Intuition, 100 Ways to Transform Anxiety and Depression for Stronger Mental Health. And that's really the key these days, as a lot of people have lost their jobs or were stuck inside, and lives have changed a lot. She's also started the Trust Your Intuition podcast, and we'll talk about that. And Jill, thanks for coming on today.
Thanks for having me, Rick. Nice to be here.
Yeah, love the book from last year. I know you said it's been doing well. It won a Nautilus Award. What was kind of your inspiration or thought behind the book?
Well, working with clients in private practice for over a decade, you know, I really found that it comes down to overcoming the negative thoughts that are in your head. And it doesn't matter what profession you're in or how old or how young, you know, we all have it. And we all have that dilemma, you know, those negative voices versus those voices of our higher self, that powerful self that says, you know, we're gonna, you know, nail this speech, we're gonna nail this presentation, we're gonna, you know, hit a home run, you know, whatever it comes down to. Everybody's kind of got that, you know, negative and positive frequency that is in conflict with each other a lot of times. So the tools in the book take you through a trajectory of starting from a place of, you know, holding on when we're in, you know, sometimes it can be in dire straits, to practicing good self-care, trust your intuition, believing that can happen for yourself, and then ultimately feeling better. So you don't have to be a person who struggles with, you know, a clinical diagnosis of anxiety and depression per se, to be somebody who can use the tools in your everyday life just to, you know, work on just, again, overcoming that chatter in your mind. So there are tools and tips, strategies on how to do that.
Yeah, the book is a great tool, and while it seems simple on the surface, Jill, you really, one of the themes in the book you really dig into is really personal responsibility or doing things yourself, good self-care, trusting yourself. That's really the prevailing theme throughout the book.
Yeah, because it takes work. You know, we can read a million books, talk to and listen to, you know, thousands of different, you know, experts in the field, but really what it comes down to is you making the choice to wanting to do better. Again, in whatever endeavor it is you're undertaking, to deciding for yourself you want to do better, and you're the only person who can make that happen. So you can listen to people who have done it and take their advice and, you know, have it in, you know, in theory in your mind, but unless you're going to apply that wisdom and see how it works your own life, that's really the key ingredient in making that choice to make it happen.
Yeah, we'll put all the links in the show notes, but we're joined here by Jill Sylvester, author of Trust Your Intuition, 100 Ways to Transform Anxiety and Depression for Stronger Mental Health. And again, Jill, it's tough. We're bombarded each day when we turn on the news with negativity and problems and situations the world's in. You know, it's easy just to turn that off, but it's still all around us. So how do we escape from it?
I think it's important to set some good boundaries. You know, if you're a person who, you know, has to have your daily dose of the news every day, then by all means do it, but make sure you set a parameter on it. So maybe it's, you know, you're a news junkie, maybe it's an hour, maybe it's 10 minutes, maybe you read the paper like I do. That way you can control, you can read what you want, you can step away from it when you want to, and be able to just take it in doses, because it's heavy. It's just incredibly heavy. And you know, it's everywhere you look, and it's when you go to the store, you just can't escape it in terms of when you, you know, go out in the world. So I think it's really important to practice good self-care. I would have said this before the pandemic, and I'm certainly saying it now. You've got to take time for yourself to make sure that you're just stepping away and thinking about what's important to you, what you do have control over, and immersing yourself in that so that when you go out into the world, in whatever way that happens, Zoom calls, that you're going to the grocery store or going to work, you're feeling like you've already filled your own cup. You're taking good care of yourself, so it's less heavy, I guess, is the best way to put it, and just you know, allows you to navigate and control what you can.
Yeah, you also say that you can take anxiety and depressed feelings and channel that for the good, to become stronger. So sometimes, I know you don't preach, or you don't want to have to hit rock bottom to improve yourself, but sometimes being in a place of stress or anxiety can actually help you.
Absolutely. I say it all the time, when we're, content. Now, like, that's not when we make changes. It's when we feel symptoms of anxious feeling or depressed or drained or down feelings, whatever you want to call it. Those are the times that we feel like we need to make a change. So a lot of what I talk about in the book is embracing those feelings, because that can be your impetus to really get things moving. That can be your impetus and a catalyst for transformation. So I always try to look at those type of feelings as an opportunity to do something better and to reach higher.
Yeah, continuing on here with Jill Sylvester. We'll put all the links again in the show notes for Trust Your Intuition. And Jill, I cover sports and sports technology. And maybe about 30 years ago, it kind of became a thing for elite athletes or athletes in general to consult with a sports psychologist or psychiatrist. And they're always looking to maximize their performance on the field and off the field as well, taking care of themselves. We see athletes as these bigger than life figures. Why do they need help as well? Why are they doubting their performance and their talent, just like we all are?
Because they're human beings too, and I've worked with athletes, and we're all the same. We're all the same. We all still have that negative chatter in our minds. So if you're looking to, when I said reach higher, whatever endeavor again that you're undertaking, there's always goals and challenges to meet. So if you're a person who wants to do better and, reach higher goals, then you're going to have the same conflict in your mind about that voice that says you can't do it, or it's impossible, or, am I really capable of making this happen for myself? So really, it's a mental game, It's a mental focus that needs to happen to be able to hear those voices, but not buy what they're selling, really. Not subscribe to the negative chatter, and be able to rise above it so that you can tap into that much stronger voice that we all also have access to, and be able to reach your higher potential. So it's a huge, huge part of it.
Yeah.
Definitely the sport, huge part.
Yeah, I know, and it's a delicate balance. Can athletes hear too many voices sometimes, Jill, and that makes the situation worse? How do we cut through the clutter?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it comes down to quieting the brain and being able to do that, whether you're at the plate or you're, at home, just being able to sit down and take a breath and remind yourself of what it is you're working on, what is the goal in this moment, where you are presently, what it is you're trying to attain, and then locking into that zone, that power that, again, is available for all of us, and be able to move forward with clarity while, just pushing those negative thoughts just in the background. They're just thoughts, and being able to identify that they don't have to own you or take you over, and you don't have to buy what they're selling. Just know that they're there, but be able to move them away so that you can just continue to move forward on that trajectory. So quieting the brain, that's absolutely a huge part of it in the first step, for sure.
Yeah, great advice here with wrapping up with Jill Sylvester. And we invite everyone to check out her weekly blog, her site, jillsylvester.com. And Jill, the book's available Amazon and a lot of other places. Is Amazon the best place to get the book?
Amazon and local bookstores. We love supporting local bookstores.
Yep.
Right now. So if you call your bookstores, they'll have it. If they don't, you can ask them to order it. And, you can order it that way as well. But Amazon too, certainly.
Great job, Jill. Thanks for all the advice. Can't wait to see what you have coming up next. And again, great effort with this book. And definitely it's on my shelf for the long haul.
Thank you so much. And thanks for having me today, Rick.
Okay, take care.
Bye.